Unit 3. Early to bed, early to rise. Page 54. Vocabulary.
Hi, Dr. Jennings. I'm worried about my daughter, Eden, who's a middle school student with sleep issues. She has a tendency to stay up late, and then she's exhausted later on in the day. This sleep pattern is having a terrible effect on her schoolwork. She's falling behind in almost all her classes, and we worry that it's going to get worse over the course of the year. That being said, we think we're doing all we can. We have always told Eden that consistency is really important when it comes to her bedtime routine, but she doesn't seem to be able to go to bed early. I don't know. She seems to be dealing with it pretty well, but obviously, we are concerned. What should we do? Sheila Michaels.
Dear Ms. Michaels, it's normal for adolescents to have problems sleeping. Like Eden, if they go to bed too early, they suffer from wakefulness, which can also be difficult. At this age, the body's circadian rhythm, the body's clock, is changing. But don't worry, she'll grow out of it eventually and reset her internal clock. Of course, what you do need to worry about is sleep deprivation. If she wants to sleep in on weekends, let her do so. It's not a sign of slothfulness if she doesn't get up until 1 or 2 p.m., so don't think she's being lazy. It's just the body's intrinsic reaction to being tired. If she gets the rest she needs during the weekend, it will help her recover from her week. If you wish, you can ask her doctor about low-dose melatonin tablets, which can sometimes help. There are even over-the-counter vitamin supplements that seem to be very effective, and most people tolerate those quite easily. There are a lot of remedies that have been clinically proven to work. Good luck with Eden, and don't worry too much. Try to maintain a positive attitude. Dr. Jennings.